This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1681. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded August 7th, Australia, Bolivia, Ecuador, Eritrea, Ethiopia, Germany, Greece, Guam, India, Indonesia, Kuwait, Mexico, New Zealand, North America, Oman, Papua New Guinea, Pitcairn, Romania, Sarawak, Sri Lanka, Turkey, Ukraine, USA, Venezuela, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Radio Australia has been missing from all its scheduled frequencies at certain times lately, which is rather nerve-wracking since it's subject to permanent deletion from shortwave. But so far it's come back. We don't know what the problem was for being off the air. For example, August 1st, around 0500 UTI, could not find it on any of its usual in-booming frequencies, on the 13, 15, or 17 megahertz bands. That was UT Thursday. Jerry Lenneman in Texas says, I don't know if it's standard practice, but I've occasionally noticed Shepparton silent on our Wednesday evenings. Maybe they close down for routine maintenance on their Thursdays. Steve Luce, also in Texas, says they were already missing by midnight UT, August 1st, past 0400, yet New Zealand was still putting in a good signal on 15720. He says, I've noticed the same Thursday anomaly before, but they were back up 24 hours later. Then Walt Salmon, even British Columbia, found another silent period. No Radio Australia frequencies to be heard at 0225 UT, August 4th. He searched the entire 21, 17, and 15 megahertz bands. But once again, checked about 24 hours later, they were back, including 17795 and 15240. Wolfgang Büscher could also hear them then via a remote receiver and noted another problem on August 3rd at 1658 UT. The strong transmitter on 5995 was putting out two spurious signals on 5885 and 6105. That's plus and minus 110 kilohertz. Again, using a remote receiver down under. The Bolivian on 3310, Radio Mosochaski in Cochabamba, is reported from Lima, Peru by Pedro F. Aronatigi, July 29th at 1040 to 1110. With a good signal and full ID in Quechua and Spanish with religious programming. It was also heard by Thomas Nielsen in Sweden, July 30th at 23:45. Very nice music, he says, S6 signal, and they are back again. Perhaps he means they were actually off the air for a while. And also heard August 1st by Bob Wilkner and his anonymous friend XM in Florida, at 1016 to 1040, with tropical thunderstorm crackle. Here's more about a station we mentioned last week from Ecuador, Centro Radio de Imbabura, Ecuador. Thomas Nielsen in Sweden, Shortwave Bulletin, says, July 24th at 23:21, noted again, tentatively, very strange behavior. It was at first on 3379.951, but it went off the air from 2323 until 2330, came back on, but then the frequency was slightly different, 3379.995 and weaker. It went off again at 2331 to 34, and then came back on 3379.951, the original frequency heard with the same level as before. It was a weak signal, so hard to get any vital information. About another Ecuadorian, Thomas Nielsen says, Radio Oriente in Tena, heard with a very clear ID, although a weak signal, July 29th at midnight 30, on 4781.671. Too bad that some active DXers still believe the station on this frequency is Radio Tacana. That's been off for a long time and most likely inactive. Why not wait for an ID, or at least point to an active station? Tacana, of course, was in a different country, Bolivia. In communication of the British DX Club, Roman Pankov in Bulgaria says the first program of the Voice of the Broad Masses of Eritrea was reactivated on 7205, July 20th, interval signal from 0254 over Radio Sudan, which is also on 7205. The second program of VOBME had not been heard since May 2013 on any of these frequencies, 4700, 7100 to 7200, or 9705. He's also hearing jammers on 7235 and 9565, which are Ethiopian frequencies, so those may be originating in Eritrea. He describes the jammers verbally this way, "Dja dja nya nya djap." And he adds, Ethiopian services on approximately 7235 and 9565 were observed as follows from July 13th to 20th. At 11:55 to 16:59 on 9564 in Horn of Africa languages, including Arabic, English at 16 to 17, and French at 17 to 18. But that frequency fades out around 17:20. On July 17th at 03:55, he heard on both 7231 and 9564 an ID like Democracy Pertran, which may be the voice of peace and democracy of Eritrea, along with the jamming just described. But it was not heard the next day, although the jammers were still on both frequencies. Another station, which is sometimes missing inexplicably, it certainly should be propagating if it's on the air at all, is Deutsche Welle English relay via Rwanda 15275 during the 05 to 06 hour, which usually comes in quite well in North America as we are far beyond the West African target area. On August 4th, nothing there, but it was back on August 5th, and that was the second time this happened in recent weeks. Last week we mentioned that the occupiers of Voice of Greece had started an English newscast around 1305 to 1315 UT on whatever frequencies are on the air, such as 9420, 15630, or 15650. It really wasn't propagating to North America, but I kept trying, and finally on August 1st, I was able to make out what apparently was that English broadcast, although not well enough to listen to. I wonder if this is airing every day, or maybe 5 days a week, and if, by any chance, they're also inserting English news at some other times when reception would be much better in North America. Mike Terry forwards something from the WRTH Facebook group from Michael Nevradakis. ERT is officially not operating after it was shut down by the government. Its employees have continued operating as many stations as they can, including some of the shortwave transmitters. The domain names that had been used by ERT.gr are not operational. Try this for an alternate way to contact ERT, www.ertopen.com or ertopen at gmail.com. We mentioned recently that deceased Gene Scott has new interference from another religionist on 11775. He, of course, continues his legacy sermons via Anguilla, but Brother Stair has added 2 hours via Germany. Now there's another hour from another religious broadcaster on 11775, clashing with Anguilla. It's KSDA in Guam, as pointed out by Ivo Ivanov from 11 to 12 UT in Chinese. An unregistered frequency. If you went by HFCC, you would find it instead on 11700. Wolfgang Büschel checked All India Radio domestic frequencies and found that many of them had been normalized closer to being exactly on frequency, where they had been considerably off. But here's one which has just shifted 1 kilohertz off. Ron Howard in California says AIR Shillong 4970 was actually on 4971 since August 1st, but a strong carrier and almost no audio at 1335. Gautam Kumar Sharma in Assam has also been checking this and other AIR frequencies and says Shillong's day frequency is also 1 kilohertz off. Heard best on 7316 in the afternoons there. Thanks to Svopan Chakraborty for passing on some other monitoring notes from GK, especially AIR Aizawl, the capital city of the northeastern state of Mizoram. Their two frequencies are 7295 in the daytime and 5050 in the mornings and evenings. He says reception has improved, especially early morning and in the daytime. But at night, 50-50 has co-channel interference from China. Some other AIR stations currently off the air as of August 4th or so. Kohima on 4850, Imphal 4775 and 7335, Guwahati 4940 and 7280. Also, Itanagar missing lately from 4990. Ron Howard in California says, very pleased to hear this program again. English from RRI Vamena, Indonesia, 4869.92, Thursday, August 1st, at 1235 to 1300. It's the weekly edition of KGI with Anna and Kevin. Jingles, pop songs, a segment in Indonesians, and English talk on Australian contributions to Indonesia. KGI stands for Kanguru Indonesia, a weekly language teaching program from Australia. But they apparently operate from and have an address in Denpasar, Bali. Last September, five lucky listeners won a trip to Indonesia to familiarize themselves with the country, courtesy of the Voice of Indonesia. And once again this year, they're running a quiz, but the deadline is August 10th. Not only must you answer questions correctly, and I suppose win the luck of the draw, but also present a copy of your valid passport. Check their website, en.voi.co.id. I've been hearing a station playing rock songs in English on 850 kilohertz when I null KOA, and sometimes that's not even necessary in the middle of the night around 0600 UT. Finally caught an ID as Milenio Radio, En Medio de la Noche. Yes, they're playing rock music in English, but the announcements are in Spanish, and it's from Mexico. The Milenio Radio station, 850, is XCM in Chihuahua City. Doing rather well for a listed power of only 500 or 1,000 watts at night versus KOA. Although their day power, in case they happen to be using it, is 5 kilowatts. It's time for the summer sporadic ETVDX season to slacken. Now that we're more than a week into August, but I was still hearing and seeing TVDX from Mexico on the lower channels as late as August 7th, just before recording this program. Ron Howard in California reports on Myanmar. On August 7th at 12:44, he heard Myanmar radio 90 hertz above 7200, playing country and western type songs in vernacular. At 12:48, two audio feeds were suddenly very noticeable, and this happens frequently. The weaker one, parallel to 5985.8. Reception, anyway, was above average on that date. At 13:15 UT, August 7th, 5985.8 had an easy listening song when it was hit by the start of North Korean jamming, anticipating the 13:30 sign-on of Shokaze broadcasting from Japan. Semi-complete is the 1,681st World of Radio. Our website brings you a lot more info, worldofradio.com. Look especially for the archive of DX Listening Digests. This edition is based on number 13-32, while last week's was really 1331. There is no advertising on our websites except the old Angel Fire one, but I have to renew them at considerable expense, and there are other expenses in keeping this program going. Your contributions always welcome. a check or money order in U.S. funds to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Or not necessarily in U.S. funds via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. There have been several reports from North America of a pirate allegedly in New Zealand on 6955. That's where Walt Salmonib in British Columbia first heard them, although they were announcing 6925 Upper. August 2nd, he happened to tune across them at 0706 in an otherwise empty pirate band. S3 to S5, fair reception. He says, I never heard of this one before. Radio Totse, it's spelled T-O-T-S-E, another ID at 0717, 727, and 730, and they ran some slow scan television at 0741, a skull and crossbones atop a radio tower, and soon off the air after that. The next report of this we got from Joe Farley in Illinois, Cumberdx, has them really on 6925 Upper. August 6th, on the air from 0853 until off at 1040 UT. Yes, they say they're from New Zealand, and they again sent some slow scan television before signing off. He says, has been heard nightly since August 4th. The times vary, mostly just barely audible, to fare on peaks. It's been heard and verified in Illinois, Maryland, and Florida, the power 100 watts. Well, the hours suggest it's not from North America in the middle of our night, but the reception and the frequencies suggest a North American relay. So I wonder if it's actually been heard in New Zealand, where it ought to be. More logs and discussion of this at the board of www.hfunderground.com, including someone who says he's the operator of that station and maintains he is in New Zealand. It had been quite a while this summer since I had run across a North American pirate, but I finally found one August 4th at 0550 on 6925 in single sideband. The ID sounded like Good Old Ed Radio, and then played One Night in Bangkok. Fortunately, Joe Farley was listening at the exact same time and got a correct ID as Turtle Head Radio, on the air from 0545 to 0613. August 4th. Well, actually, he wasn't listening. Then he says he caught it on his recorder with a very solid signal. As I was mentioning last week, Radio Sultanate of Oman has continued to be somewhat flexible about the time they actually change frequency from 15355 to 9760. It's supposed to be at midnight UT. But August 1st, they were still on 15355. Past that hour until midnight 29, coming up a couple of minutes later on 9760 in Arabic. On August 2nd into 3rd, they were back on time, in fact, a bit too quick at midnight UT to cut off the Big Ben type chimes which were playing at the top of the hour. Oman supposedly has an English hour at 03 UT on 13600, but seldom reported, unlike the only other English hour at 14, which is back on 15140 after a few months on 15560. From his DX cottage at Masset, British Columbia, Walt Salmonib reports July 21st, very good reception on 15140 at 1420, much better than the day before. They have an ID as 90.4 FM, the nation's station. News is on the half hour at 14:30. Christer Brunström in Sweden reports the shortwave bulletin about this. The English broadcast at 14 to 15 consists of a simulcast with 90.4 FM, the nation's station. Very strong, which makes believe they have installed a new transmitter. Back into Arabic at 15, continuing until at least 2200. Here in Oklahoma, I was pleased to hear the best signal in a long time from Papua New Guinea. August 5th at 11:53 UT on 3385, that's NBC Radio East New Britain in Rabaul. I could make out some music and talk pigeon. A mention of 10 o'clock, which was coming up, The announcement at the top of the hour, 1200, was cut off the air automatically half a minute later. I was also hearing some audio on the 3205 station. Ron Howard in California says August 5th certainly was a stellar day for PNG reception. For example, he was hearing NBC Madang on 3260 until it suddenly went off at 1209. Robin Harwood in Tasmania forwards news from VK4SWE of a silent key. The operator in charge of Pitcairn Radio, ZPB, and Ham VP6TC, or VR6TC, Tom Christian, the longtime famous ham from Pitcairn, who gave many of us a new country, has passed away peacefully on July 7th. His wife, Betty, VP6YL, says his health deteriorated quickly. He was buried July 8th in the cemetery on Pitcairn. Lack of available transportation prevented most of Tom and Betty's children making it back for the funeral. He was known as the voice of Pitcairn, a member of the British Empire, and served on the Pitcairn Island Council as the governor's representative for 40 years. I've realized with a bit of a shock that under ordinary conditions now, there are only two stations abroad broadcasting in English, which can be heard here at 2000 UT with a decent signal, 15275 Deutsche Welle from Miranda, and if it's propagating, 15540 from Kuwait. At 2030, we can add one other station, Romania, on 13800 and 11745. Ivo Ivanov reports, and I've confirmed it, that transmissions of Radio Free Kenyalang, clandestine to Sarawak, ended at the last day of July. They had been at 09 to 10 UT via Palau on 15400. However, I hear that the other clandestine for Sarawak, Radio Free Sarawak, will soon return to shortwave. They had gone off in May, I think it was, after their side lost the elections. It seems that the Sinhala transmission of SLBC, now via Trincomalee at 1630 to 1830 on 11750, is not on the air every day. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria was monitoring it for 2 weeks from July into August and found that on the week of July 22nd it was on the air Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, while the week of July 30th it was on Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. I've noticed the Voice of Turkey on the air earlier than scheduled on some of their frequencies, just playing Turkish music. I wonder if it has something to do with Ramadan, which is almost over. For example, 9770, several minutes before 0100, when they're supposed to start in Spanish. 13635 on more than 10 minutes before 0600, when they begin a long Turkish broadcast. Those are heard on August 4th and 6th, respectively. In his Listening Post column for the British DX Club, Alan Rowe says, I used to be a regular listener to Radio Ukraine International. They left shortwave, but for some time I continued to listen via the internet. Lately lost touch when their web address suddenly changed, and their audio archive was no longer being updated. Now it's like finding an old friend again. On an off chance, I tried their web pages and found their audio archive is now alive and well, with familiar programs still being broadcast. But the archive is not easy to find on their website. Here's where you need to go, radioukr.com.ua/en/157/, for a list of programs and a calendar where you can select and listen to programs since last March, such as Roots, Music from Ukraine, and Hello from Kiev. The schedule is slightly confusing. If I've got this right, you'll find there are two episodes alternating with each repetition through the day. Those same episodes are repeated each week through the month. One will be from the current month and the other from the previous month. Or put another way, there is a new episode each month and each gets aired each week for 2 months. A permanent time change has now been made for the Area 51 broadcast of World of Radio on WBCQ 5110, UT Saturdays, the firm time of 0200 UT. As you may have noticed, WTWW has had some problems with their number 2 transmitter, resulting in reduced hours of operation. We hope eventually that they'll be able to resume the World of Radio broadcasts Saturday and Sunday around 23:30. Meanwhile, we continue on number 1 transmitter, Thursdays at 21 on 9479, and UT Sundays at 04 on 5830. Paul B. Walker has arranged a DX test from a medium wave station in what is for many a rare state, Vermont. It's WDEV 550 in Waterbury, early Saturday morning, August 17th, although his notice says August 16th. Starting at approximately 0403 UT, give or take 2 minutes. It'll be 3 minutes long with Morse code, sweep tones, and some sound effects and some brief voice announcements, using their night power and pattern, which is 1,000 watts with 3 towers. Lots more details, which you need to find in DX Listening Digest or the usual medium wave sources. Remember Ecos del Torbes, Venezuela, which used to be on 4980? It's coming back thanks to the CDXA Club with a special broadcast via WRMI 9955.
Ecos del Torbes. Llega más lejos. Ecos del Torbes, se oye mejor.
Dear friends, we want to celebrate with you the Ecos del Torbes International Day. It's a very popular Venezuelan radio station, which has been on the air for 66 years non-stop. In the past, it also broadcasted on shortwave, and it was a very popular SW station among the international audience, as well as for DXs from around the world. So, we'll broadcast a Spanish language program with very interesting features on it. It's going to be broadcasted simultaneously through MW 780, SW 9955, WRMI, as well as on the internet. Please take note. Our SW schedule for this program will be as follows. On August the 9th at 2 till 2:30 UTC on 9955. And also on August the 10th at 22:30 to 23 UTC on 9955. All correct reception reports can be sent through www.ecosdeltorbes.net. There is a link on the page, in Spanish only, sorry, and you can leave your personal data and your reception report there. Then, we'll send you the EQSL verification card. Despite this program is in Spanish, we're sure many DXs from non-native Spanish-speaking countries will enjoy some features of it as well. The International DX's Friendship Club, CDXA International. www.dxsmartvenezolano.blogspot.com.
Ecos del Torbe, su voz derrama. Ecos del Torbe, Ecos del Torbe.
Jeff White says there are actually 3 broadcasts of this. UT Friday and Saturday, August 9th and 10th at 0200, and Saturday at 2230. That website again is dixismovenezolano.blogspot.com. And reports may be sent via www.ecosdeltorbes.net. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANK indices peaking at 15 and 3 August 22nd. Solar flux peaking at 115 August 9th to 16th. That's World of Radio 1681. Glenn Hauser inviting you back next week.